We're going to finish up with a little music news to ease us into the evening. And it is very, very good news indeed, because local band Watershed are going to be releasing a brand new album tomorrow. It's been more than 2 years since their last release, thanks in part to the impact of lockdown. But lead singer Craig Hines is on the line with me to chat about Elephant in the Room, which is the name of the new album. Craig, always lovely to chat to you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Yeah, thanks so much. Thank you. Yeah, really great to chat.
And really great news that there is finally a new album. I say finally because I know you wanted to get this one out in 2020, but I'm guessing COVID put the brakes on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were sort of really geared up for the release. But yeah, it just sort of really shut down and we ended up recording sort of remotely, you know, from different cities and got it together finally towards the end of 2020. But time also flies at the same time. And now we find ourselves in May only releasing now, but all good. We're happy.
Time flies and you had to fly to get to the rest of the band to finish the actual recording process. Craig, my understanding is you were separated during lockdown. So you were working separately, collaborating over Zoom like the rest of us were, I expect.
No, absolutely. It was really interesting. You know, sort of writing songs in Cape Town. You know, we were chatting over Zooms. We were sending files back and forth, and sort of writing as we went. And then as soon as we could travel, I would just head up to Johannesburg and we'd get into a studio and we started just workshopping the songs that way. So I think, you know, in hindsight, it just sort of really worked out. We had time with the songs. We had time to think. You know, not sort of living in each other's pockets, and sort of gave it a bit of space.
I know a lot of artists have been saying, obviously, we've missed the buzz of live performance. We've missed the income generation of being able to go on tour. But there has been something to be said for hitting pause, for not being on the road all the time, for being at home for an extended period and having that time to think and reflect and to work on the lyrics and make them that bit better, etc. Craig, what is the result like? I mean, does an album that comes out of lockdown reflect the anxiety of lockdown, or have you deliberately tried to be more hopeful in tone? Tell us a bit about the sort of sound and feel of the album.
I think, you know, for me, it sort of seemed to work in my favor. You were mentioning that sort of treadmill of live touring, and we were absolutely a part of that. So one part of it was quite heavy to watch our diary empty out. But, you know, the second part was just to sort of get your breath and it was very much, you know, a whole lot of material landed in my lap to write about, you know, and it was really about, you know, us all being so used to what we do on a daily basis, and everything's been spun around completely, you know, 180, and for people to suddenly start having to change the way they work and the way they think and the way they communicate, and a lot of content there to write about. But we approached the pandemic in a positive way. In the first single on the album, it's called Undone, and it was sort of an up tempo song. One would think it would be sort of more along the ballad lines, but it's sort of an up tempo questioning of, you know, what's going on, what's gone wrong, how can we, you know, people we miss and things we don't see anymore, things have changed, and that's, you know, quite a few of the songs are along that theme.
Mm-hmm. Craig, are we going to play out the show with Undone? So looking forward to listening to it. But 21 years, your band comes of age this year, but it's been a very strange journey to adulthood for you, because unlike many bands who probably would have spent the first 5 to 10 years slowly burning and building the momentum and playing the small circuits and the small clubs and then slightly bigger and slightly bigger, I mean, you guys just arrived with a bang. You were in the charts and making headlines within months of the debut album coming out. Has that worked in your favor or against you? I mean, how hard is it to keep the momentum sustained over 21 years when you've had that kind of start?
You know, I think there are always difficulties. I think, you know, from our perspective, it was, as you said, it's, you know, we were quick out the starting block. So for us, it was really about maintaining that momentum and sort of making sure we're always relevant and always out there with the people. And for other bands, it's sort of more slow burners. So for them, the energy is put into getting to that point. You know, so I think we all have our, you know, particular things that are sort of making our job difficult. But, you know, for us, it's just about always just going back to our roots and saying, okay, what is Watershed about? What do we do? How do we write? And the people that the fans we picked up early, you know, they are, you know, those are the really special people, and those are the guys we want to keep with us. But at the same time, we need to always be thinking out the box and reinventing. And, you know, we've got a massive spike happening now. This new album's released out of Europe. So it's a, And it's a very exciting time after 21 years to be on the same trajectory that we were on in the first 6 months of the band. So, it's, you know, things feel really, really good and exciting. And we've collaborated with my brother for the artwork on the album. So there's just really cool stuff happening that sort of keeps our energy levels through the roof.
Well, it's really exciting to have some new Watershed music to look forward to. We've only got to wait a few more hours or a few more minutes if you're listening to the show right now. Craig, where do fans get hold of the new album from tomorrow? Is it on all the digital platforms?
Yes, so it's all digital platforms as from tomorrow. And yeah, you can pretty much go and grab the first two singles are out already, which is Undone, and the second track, Empty Space. Album's Elephant in the Room. And we're also putting it out on vinyl and CD, even though one would think that CD's sort of not out there. But there are certain countries in the world that still actually have CD sales. So yeah, all very exciting. We're very ready to go.
Craig, best wishes to you and the band. Craig Hines is a member of Watershed, whose new album, Elephant in the Room, is available from tomorrow.